Hi, it's Dave. In this video, I'm going to look at Bernie Sanders' new tax proposal that would strip Elon Musk of almost half of his Tesla shares. Let's dive in. Yesterday, Bernie Sanders tweeted a series of tweets explaining new legislation he's introducing that would tax the paper gains of billionaires over the past 5 months. Let's look at some of his tweets and then examine what they mean for Elon Musk's Tesla holdings. All right, yesterday on August 5th, Bernie Sanders tweeted this. He said, "I will be introducing legislation tomorrow to tax the obscene wealth gains billionaires have made during the public health crisis." And then he goes on and says, "While 40 million Americans face eviction, Elon Musk has nearly tripled his wealth over the past 4 months and now has a net worth of more than $70 billion. He continues, he says, "If we taxed 60% of the windfall gains 467 billionaires made from March 18th to August 3rd, we could raise over $420 billion. That's enough revenue to allow Medicare to pay all of the out-of-pocket healthcare expenses for everyone in America over the next 12 months. Yes, by taxing 60% of the wealth gains made by just 467 billionaires during this pandemic, we could guarantee healthcare as a right for an entire year. And billionaires would still be able to pocket over $310 billion in gains during the worst downturn during the Great Depression. And finally, he says, we have a choice to make. We can continue to allow the very rich to get much richer while everyone else gets poorer and poorer, or we can tax the winnings of a handful of billionaires made during the pandemic to improve the health and well-being of tens of millions of Americans." All right, in this video, I understand that politics can get very emotional and very heated, and it needs a much longer and more thorough discussion. So I won't be focusing necessarily on a political debate or on politicians' agendas here. Rather, I just want to focus on the specific issue of how many shares Elon Musk will need to liquidate in order to pay for the taxes that Bernie Sanders is proposing. All right, so here's Bernie Sanders' proposal. He's calling for a 60% tax on gains made of billionaires from March 18th to August 3rd. So this is regardless if the stock has been sold or not. So in other words, it's a tax on paper gains. All right, so let's look at specifically Elon Musk's tax bill under Bernie Sanders' proposal. Now, this is focused just on his Tesla holdings. According to Tesla's annual report, it says that Elon Musk held 38.7 million Tesla shares at the end of last year. March 18th now is the beginning of this new tax period that Bernie Sanders is proposing. Tesla closed at $361. At the end of this tax period, Tesla closed at $1,485 on August 3rd. So during the 5 months that Bernie Sanders is looking at, Tesla gained $1,124. So Elon's paper gains during that period was $43.5 billion. Now, out of the $43.5 billion of paper gains, Elon Musk will need to pay 60% taxes off of that. That equals $26 billion in federal taxes. This is not including state taxes that California would also add on top of it. In order to pay for these federal taxes, Elon Musk would need to sell 17.6 million of his Tesla shares at $1,485 is the stock price at yesterday's close. And Elon would lose 45% of his Tesla shares. So in other words, Bernie Sanders' proposal would take 45% of Tesla's shares out of Elon Musk's hand. And it would drop Elon's Tesla holdings from 38.7 million to 21.1 million shares. And it would drop Elon's ownership of Tesla from 20.8% to 11.3%. Even without this tax, it's important to note that Elon Musk would have been liable for capital gains tax, federal, but also state income taxes as well. All right, so what do you think? With almost half of his Tesla shares taken away from him, his ownership dropping from about 21% to 11%, Elon Musk would have far less resources to spend on his vision for Mars. Further, let's take a look at a bonus material. If Tesla stock drops, let's say, to $1,000, yet Elon Musk is still liable for the 60% tax on the March 18th to August 3rd gains of $43.5 billion, then Elon Musk would owe $26 billion in taxes still, regardless. And he would have to sell 67% of his Tesla holdings, or 26 million shares out of his 38.7 million. And that would drop Elon's ownership of Tesla from 21% to about 7%. Let's say hypothetically, Tesla drops to $500, and Elon Musk is still liable for the 60% tax, right, on the gains from March 18th to August 3rd. He would owe $26 billion in taxes, and he would have to sell 100% of his 38.7 million Tesla shares, and he would still owe $6.6 billion in taxes. Right, so he have zero Tesla ownership and he would owe $6 billion plus dollars to the federal government. All right, I hope this video has given you some food for thought. If you're on Twitter, my handle is heydave7 and we'll see you in my next video. Thanks.